Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Siobhan, thank you very much for that. Now, the Justice Minister is coming under fresh pressure to establish a public inquiry into the death of hit-and-run victim Shane O'Farrell. The 23-year-old was killed by a drug addict out on bail as he cycled near his home in Monaghan 13 years ago. Helen McEntee insists no further investigations are needed, but the Dáil is expected to pass a motion demanding another look at the case. Our reporter Barry Lenihan is in our Oireachtas studio. And Barry, can you remind us about this story again?
Yes, so in August 2011, Sarah, 23-year-old law graduate Shane O'Farrell was killed in a hit-and-run incident in Carrickmacross. The driver, Lithuanian national Zigmantas Gradziuska, was out on bail when he should have been behind bars. He'd over 40 convictions in all, continuously breached his bail conditions and concurrent prison and sentences. They were imposed but never served. And 7 months before the hit-and-run, Gradziuska was in front of the courts on a number of theft charges. The judge adjourned but added that if Gradziuska was arrested again, he should be brought back before the courts and imprisoned. And in the following months, the Lithuanian was convicted before courts in Louth, Newry and Carrickmacross. Still, he walked free. And for 13 years, the O'Farrell family have asked why Gradziuska was on the road the night he killed Shane O'Farrell. For years, they've insisted a full public inquiry is the only way to get to the bottom of what exactly happened. And this afternoon, Shane's sisters and first mother, Lucia, brought their call for that inquiry back here to Leinster House.
He was deeply loved. And despite us missing him as parents and his sisters and his many friends and his girlfriend, Shane has been taken from his life in a cruel manner. Shane had been training all year for a triathlon, which was to take place in Clare 4 days later. So he came home from college, came off the local bus, had his lunch, his dinner, and went out on his bike and never came home.
Obviously, you never expect to be thrown into a whole process of, you know, someone in your family being killed when they haven't, you know, they haven't done anything wrong and they were just innocently cycling along the road. You're reliant on the state at that point, in a way that you never imagine being reliant, and you never contemplate your reliance on the Gardaí, the court service, the prison service, because you think if you don't, naively you think if you don't commit a crime yourself, you're never going to need to ensure that those checks and balances are in place. Our experience then from the victim's perspective is that you have no voice in the criminal process and your voice is that of the DPP and the Gardaí if the Gardaí are prosecuting something at a lower level, and you're fundamentally and completely reliant on their ability to prosecute the case as best as they can. And our experience through the criminal trial and through seeing the litany of failure that led up to Shane being killed and the man Zigmantas Gradziuska being at large at the time is that, in fact, there are serious issues at the core of the criminal justice system, which we have now uncovered through what's happened to Shane over a really, really long period of time, and through our own research, that a lot of failure has happened.
How much do those failures compound the grief of losing Shane?
We're 13 years asking fairly simple questions and we haven't been given the answers to those questions, which begs the question as to why there hasn't been an answer forthcoming, because surely it is in the public interest that those questions be answered. It compounds the grief because you've no clarity over why it happened. A really important part of the grieving process is understanding what happened and why that happened. And Shane was only 23 and we still don't know why he was knocked down by someone who shouldn't have been at large at the time. And that's unacceptable. There's been no accountability and there's been no answers for our family as to how that happened. There is an answer to them, and the answer is in the public interest.
So Barry, what's been happening politically on this controversy?
So you recall how in 2018 the Dáil overwhelmingly passed a Fianna Fáil and indeed Micheál Martin motion to establish a public inquiry into Shane O'Farrell's killing, but that inquiry never came. The government instead set up a scoping review headed by retired District Court Judge Gerard Houghton to examine whether a public inquiry was needed. Last year it emerged how that report recommended against an inquiry. Now the government has always said this report was comprehensive, but the O'Farrell family, they reject this, they reject the report's findings, and they say it raises more questions than answers, pointing specifically how the report acknowledges how confidential documents exist on Zigmantas Gradziuska at Garda headquarters, raising the prospect that he was a Garda informer.
Obviously, he was treated very leniently, and questions, we have questions over that. We have been asking from the beginning, had he a relationship with the Gardaí? Was he an informer, etc.? We note that there's a file on him in Garda headquarters in the Garda National Crime Security and Intelligence Services, which deals with terrorism and informers. So what's in that file, we don't know. There is a file on him, so they seem to confirm that that he was an informer.
Does the scoping exercise report delve into that question enough for you?
Oh, it doesn't deal with it at all, other than mentioning that the file exists. No, not at all. Well, the scoping exercise doesn't deal with any of the issues that we have raised.
And the other thing on this case, which has hastened the calls for a public inquiry, is the fact that new information is emerging all the time. Through dogged determination, the O'Farrell family have collected a large amount of documents and details on their son's killer, uncovering deep flaws in the criminal justice system and in the process. And most recently, in recent weeks, documentation has emerged that they've discovered that at the time of the killing of Shane O'Farrell, there were two warrants out for the arrests of Zigamanta Skrzydziuska, but they weren't executed until 3 weeks after the fatal hit and run.
Well, we discovered in the last few weeks, really, that there were two warrants out for his arrest. These were issued 2 weeks before he killed, but not executed until after 3 weeks after Shane was killed. I think it's extraordinary to think that a week before Shane was killed, he's in Monaghan District Court in relation to another offence, receives a fine and walks out of court. Yet there are two warrants for his arrest. And then an hour before he killed Shane, he's pulled up again by the Gardaí and allowed to proceed, and warrants that aren't executed. I think that's extremely worrying. Everything that's wrong with the criminal justice system can be addressed in the case of Shane O'Farrell, but they need to have an appetite to fix it. There's no point putting a band-aid over it and pretending it didn't happen. This will continue and continue. They should just address the failure, but in order to accept failure, they need to investigate it correctly, openly and transparently. They need to fix it and ensure it doesn't happen again. That's the bare minimum the people of this country deserve.
Barry, what's happening in the Dáil this evening?
Sinn Féin is tabling a motion calling for a full public inquiry into the circumstances surrounding Shane O'Farrell's death. The motion is being tabled by the party's foreign affairs spokesperson and Cavan Monaghan TD Matt Carthy, who says he has learned how the government is not opposing the motion, so when it goes for a vote tomorrow, that it will pass. Here's what else he told me.
Sinn Féin are bringing forward a motion that has been co-signed, that has to be said, by other opposition TDs. And essentially it's a reiteration of a motion that the Dáil previously adopted in 2018. It was Fianna Fáil in opposition, or Confidence in Supply, that brought forward that motion. And it called, quite rightly, for the establishment of a public inquiry into the circumstances of the death of Shane O'Farrell. Unfortunately, since that motion was adopted in 2018, government have refused to actually establish that in public inquiry. Instead, the Fine Gael Justice Minister at the time established a scoping exercise, which was supposed to be a very short term overview of the situation. After the publication of the scoping exercise, there are as many, if not more, questions that have emerged, and that, if anything, simply reinforced the need for a public independent inquiry.
The government might argue that review, the scoping exercise, that it was lengthy, that there were several recommendations, and that helps to get to the bottom of what happened. That's what they might argue.
The fundamental question that has arisen as a result of Shane's killing hasn't been answered, and that is, how was it that a man who had multiple convictions in three jurisdictions, who was in breach of multiple bail conditions across multiple courts, was at large? So the litany of failures point to either level of incompetence that is at a scale that I don't think anybody would understand, or something much more sinister. In other words, that this person was being protected. And I think that that leads to questions that people deserve the answers to.
Do you know how the government parties will approach this motion this evening, and indeed the vote tomorrow?
So I'm told that government won't oppose the motion. So that in itself will be a good thing. I hope that we get secure the support of the Dáil. It will be put to a vote, and we will expect people to vote in favour of it. After that, the real test of government will be, will they finally enact the will of the Dáil? Because both the Dáil and the Seanadas have previously adopted resolutions calling for the establishment of a public independent inquiry.
Barry, has there been any word from the Department of Justice?
Well, the million-dollar question, what happens next? The government to pass this motion looking for a public inquiry into the death of Shane O'Farrell 6 years on since a similar motion from Fianna Fáil. One Fianna Fáil grandee telling me here in Leinster House that there were frank discussions behind the scenes over how to approach this Sinn Féin vote, and really the party couldn't be seen to opposing this public inquiry, having fought so vociferously for it in the past. Fine Gael TD's Green Party figures, they too are on the public record saying a public inquiry is needed, so perhaps fresh pressure for the Justice Minister Helen McEntee. For her part, her department's part, no response forthcoming at the time of broadcast. However, it has previously pointed to how the Judge Houghton report was 416 pages in length and its recommendations are being worked on. But Lucia O'Farrell and her family, they say they won't stop until there's a public inquiry.
We had this motion in 2018, Fianna Fáil brought this motion. So the motion, and that was voted 2-1 in favour of a public inquiry. It would be very surprising if they objected to a motion that they had already put in. This isn't about politics or government, it's about justice. It's about people being safe when they go out. It's about the enforcement of bail and bail conditions. It's in everyone's best interest that we have a criminal justice system that's functioning correctly.
You've met Micheál Martin on several occasions, including when he was Taoiseach as well, and he's has spoken in the Dáil of the need for a public inquiry here. So how important is it that he follows that up for you tonight?
While in opposition, he called numerous times for a public inquiry. There's I have a manila folder full of letters from him saying, I will ensure you get a public inquiry. And the quicker this scoping exercise is completed, the better, so we can move on to a public inquiry. So it would be very disingenuous. I would expect him to support this. He has called for it in the past, so just because he's in power now, he shouldn't change that. There's unanswered questions, and as long as there's unanswered questions, we will continue. We have my husband and I have four beautiful daughters, and they have children, and so, you know, this will be addressed eventually.
And that is Shane O'Farrell's mother, Lucia, ending that report from Barry Lenehan at Leinster House.